We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. He is not among the 17 committee chairs that will be huddling with President Obama at the White House to try to negotiate a settlement to get the impasse that has shut down the federal government partially at this point. What would you say to the president, Bill, if you were among the 17, that includes Fred Upton, that were invited to go to the White House?
Yeah, I'd ask him to stop the rhetoric, stop this discussion of hostage taking and terrorists and jihadists. And I mean, his spokesman yesterday talked about gasoline and mattresses, and all of this is so unhelpful. It's not even funny.
You know, it's almost as if they're trying to paint the Republicans one way, and by doing that, they're painting themselves with the same brush.
Yeah, they are, and frankly, this is all about politics, and Harry Reid does not want to negotiate, which was shown yesterday when the mayor of D.C. crashed his press conference, and Harry Reid's response to him was, hey, don't screw this up. You know, we've got him where we want him, so don't give us a different message, which is we won't negotiate. The problem is that real people are hurting, and we will have funded over half of the government by the end of this week. We will have authorized spending for over half of the government, including cancer trials through NIH, making sure that WIC is taken care of, making sure that Head Start is taken care of, making sure that our veterans are getting the benefits that they deserve, and the families of our fallen soldiers are getting those benefits. And there's been three times already that they've said that they won't negotiate except paying our troops, paying now this death benefit and for these families. Oh, and they want to take care of the bureaucrats at the IRS and the EPA. That was amazing. I voted for all of it. Democrat colleagues have only voted for those three things. This is not a case where you can say two out of three ain't bad. We've got to have all of this funded.
And now the thing is, it seems as if you're doing A, B, and C, but let's say C is not being done by the Democrats, so they're not going to even want to touch A and B.
Well, that's the quandary that Reid is in over in the Senate. And the thing is when it's been high profile, like paying our troops, and now with this death benefit situation, he has acquiesced. But he has put the boat anchor out on everything else, except the paying of the federal employees and the EPA and IRS bureaucrats, making sure that they've got their back pay, and that's he can't get selective, and I think that you're seeing it in polling. I'm seeing it in phone calls coming into our offices. We're seeing it in conversations that we're having with constituents. They're seeing that. Harry Reid's "I won't negotiate" stance really is not about solving the problem. It's really about protecting the Senate in the next election.
Not only protecting the Senate, but also saving face. Is this becoming a situation of just saving face on both sides?
Well, at some point or another, we're going to have to negotiate some sort of solution that is going to allow everybody to claim some sort of victory, but that also means everybody's going to have some sort of little quote-unquote defeat. But that is the nature of solving the solution. What I ultimately want to make sure, Gary, is that there's some real reforms to a program that doesn't work, Obamacare, and I want to make sure that in the long run, on a longer term, that we are not adding to this mountain of debt that is being piled on our kids, and let's have a plan how we're going to turn the ship of state around. This leadership over in the Senate, in the White House, doesn't want to have a plan. I mean, they're debt deniers in my mind. They're saying, oh, there really is no problem. $17 trillion, $18 trillion, $20 trillion, what's the difference? Doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, and that's what we've got to do, is make sure that we are setting spending policy that reflects that.
Will the debt ceiling deadline help maybe break the impasse?
Possibly, but you know, it's not like the end of the year deadline that we had with the fiscal cliff. There isn't a hard and fast date that is going to happen. So we may or may not actually run out of money. But we got to remember that we have a tremendous amount of money that comes in every single day for the federal government. And the question is, are we going to be able to maintain those interest payments? And the answer is yes. The question is what other services are we going to be able to do beyond that? So then that becomes a choice. And there's been determinations previously by Congressional Budget Office and a number of other organizations that going back to some of the first shutdowns back in the 70s and the 80s, that said that the president can prioritize the debt. The question is will he choose to do so? And so far he has said, no, he won't.
One final question about the budget stalemate and the impasse and the like. It seems as if the pressure is being put on specifically House Republicans, but others in Congress as well, to try to get a settlement done. And when there are people protesting outside of congressmen's offices saying get something done, it's almost placed into the hands of those who want to pressure one side or the other to cave into the other side's demands.
Well, it was interesting, and we may have seen the media reports of a protester out in front of my Granville office. We offered to help officially. I had a very good, productive conversation with her yesterday for about 40 minutes. And gave her, I think, a little different perspective, and she expressed her frustration more in general with her entire government, not just with the House, and I think that's the type of reality that we're dealing with, and that tide is changing on the Senate. People are realizing that it does take two to tango. And frankly, we need a different dance partner if we're going to make some real progress here.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. When we chatted live last week, Bill, I was hopeful, and you were too, that maybe we could have gotten past this and talk about some other things that are of importance across the nation. Unfortunately, it did not turn out that way. But there are some things that are going on outside of the budget and outside of the government shutdown that needs to be discussed. First of all, within your purveyance as a member of the House Financial Services Committee, your thoughts about Janet Yellen as the designate to take over for Ben Bernanke as head of the Fed?
Yeah, very concerned about that. Ben Bernanke has had what they call a dovish position or an accommodating monetary position. Basically, that has brought us this quantitative easing with where very low interest rates that have been artificially created by the government, and all indications are that the overall Federal Reserve Open Markets Committee wants to and knows it needs to move away from that, but Janet Yellen has been one of the champions of it, and there's a fear that she may continue it longer and further and deeper than what it should happen, and that could cause some real damage to our economy in the long run. So, obviously, an accomplished economist with a PhD, but there's sometimes some very, very smart people do some things that don't always make a whole lot of common sense, and a lot of business people will tell them it's the wrong direction, but academically it looks good.
It's a little bit frustrating for you and other members in the House that the Senate makes the decision. It is law. That's the way it is. But still, you know, you'd like to have some input in it, but actually the upper chamber, which is controlled by the Democrats, will have the final say-so on this.
Yeah, there's an advising consent, but the rules are a little different in the Senate as well. The minority has a stronger role. Unless, of course, the Senate has been talking about this, they call it the nuclear option, which would take that right away from the minority party. But that's a dangerous precedent as well. So, but that is the role. All I can do is lend my voice to it. But we'll see what the Senate's going to do with that.
The other thing I wanted to touch base with you, Bill, is the situation involving the Middle East. The Libyan prime minister was abducted, apparently released, but it's the situation involving the taking of the Al-Qaeda operative in Libya, the situation involving Iran. It looks as if they're being a little bit maneuvering toward a different type of tact with their diplomacy, the Syrian weapons situation. Egypt is still muddled about. Let's put it this way. The nation right now is so focused on what's going on in Washington that outside of Washington, the blinders are up and things are going on.
Yeah, they are, and we have to sometimes remind ourselves of that here in Washington. And I get a daily dose of that when I call home and talk to Natalie and the kids. And you have to realize that while what we're doing out here is important, it's not the only thing going on in the world. Sometimes people in Washington kind of get caught up in that. And as you point out, there are a lot of things internationally that are still continuing to sort of roil the waters, and it's very, very volatile there. And we've got a number of other issues that we're dealing with. I'm welcoming a state senator from Michigan, Tom Casperson, who's a good friend of mine from the Upper Peninsula. He's going to be testifying in front of a working group on the Endangered Species Act. And Tom has done some work with wolves and cormorants and other quote-unquote endangered species and invasive species in Michigan. And we've got to make sure that we don't get so paralyzed that the other important things, whether it's immigration or other things, don't fall off. And I guess my one reassurance to people is some of those other discussions are happening. A lot of those other discussions are happening. It's not something that maybe the media wants to focus on. You know, the mainstream media is a little more concerned sometimes about their countdown clock to doom for Pickett, the government shutdown or the debt ceiling, whatever it might be. But we know that there's other functions that have to happen, and we're moving ahead with those too.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts about some of the issues of the day. I look forward to talking with you live when I host the morning show on WHTC next Thursday morning, and we wish you and your family well. Let's hope to get the situation in Washington settled as quickly as possible so that the nation's Congress and the president can do what they do best, which is supposedly govern this country.
All right. Thanks, Gary.